So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswati Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudiraye. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one shall offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadev, the author. Nast prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavate uttam shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome in the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Yatairi Shikesha Kalena Devaki. Tairi Kesha Kalena Devaki. Kamsena Ruta Ticharam Sucharpita. Naruta Ticharam Sucharpita. Vimochi Hatam Sahat Majavibo. Titam Sahat Majavibo. Twayevana Tena Mohur Vibit Ganat. Yatairi Shikesha Kalena Devaki. Kamsena Ruditi Charam Sucharpita. Vimochitaham Sasahat Majavipo. Twayevana Tena Muhur Vipatkana. Yatairi Shikesha Kalena Devaki. Kamsena Rudati Charam Sucharpita. Vimochi Hatam Sasahat Majavibo. Twayevana Tena Muhur Vibidganat. Atari Shikesha. Vimochitam sa sadma javibu. Twayeva. Rishikesha Kalena Devaki. Yatairi Shikesha Kalena Devaki. kamsena rudati cha ram sucharpitam atmana vibhu tenamur vipit ganat mataji natai shikesha kalena devaki kamse naruta ticharam sucharpita vimochita ham sahatman vibhu te namo vipat ganat yatairi shikesha kalena devake kamsena rutati chiram sucharpita mochitas cha sadma ja vibhu tvayevana tena muhur vipyatana yata as it were Rishikesha, the master of the senses, Kalena, by the envious, Devaki, Devaki, the mother of Shri Krishna, Kamsena, by King Kansa, Ruda, imprisoned, Atichiram, for a long time, Sucha Arpita, distressed, Vimochita, released, Aham Cha, also myself, Sa Atmaja, along with my children, Vibhu, O Great One, Tvaya Eva, by your Lordship, Natena, as the protector, Muhu, constantly, Vipat Ganat, from a series of dangers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. O Rishikesh, Master of the Senses and Lord of Lords, you have released your mother Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious King Kans, and me and my children from a series of constant dangers. Please repeat after me. O Rishikesh, Master of the Senses and Lord of Lords, you have released your mother, Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious King Kans, and me and my children from a series of constant dangers. Purport. Devaki, the mother of Krishna and sister of King Kans, was put into prison along with her husband Vasudev because the envious king was afraid of being killed by Devaki's 8th son Krishna. He killed all the sons of Devaki who were born before Krishna, but Krishna escaped the danger of child slaughter because he was transferred to the house of Nanda Maharaj, Lord Krishna's foster father. Kunti Devi, along with her children, was also saved from a series of dangers, but Kunti Devi was shown far more favor because Lord Krishna did not save the other children of Devaki, whereas he saved the children of Kunti Devi. This was done because Devaki's husband Vasudev was living, whereas Kunti Devi was a widow, and there was none to help her except Krishna. The conclusion is that Krishna endows more favor to a devotee who is in greater dangers. Sometimes he puts his pure devotees in such dangers because in that condition of helplessness, the devotee becomes more attached to the Lord. The more the attachment is there for the Lord, the more success is there for the devotee. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine nirvisesa sunyavadi pastatata satarine om gyanam timirantasya gyananjana salakya chakshunun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha.
I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him.
I was told to prepare for class literally at around 8:30 by Archita Prabhu, so I am not the most qualified to speak on a language, one of the most theological and philosophical penetrations of philosophy for the intellect, according to the authors of the Krishna of the teachings of Lord Kunti. So the BBT, when the BBT wrote this book, the teachings of Lord Kunti in the Queen Kunti, thank you. In the preface, the BBT publishers wrote this to be as one of the most profound philosophical and theological penetrations of the intellect. So I am not in that capacity, but because of the mercy of senior Vaishnavas and Maharaj, I will try to speak on what Srila Prabhupada gave. As we know, in 1973, here in Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada gave elaborate discourses, far more than what the purports of we have in Srimad Bhagavatam, on the teachings of Queen Kunti. By a show of hands, was there anyone present in 1973 when Srila Prabhupada gave these elaborate lectures, and which was actually compiled as the teachings of Queen Kunti? Was there anyone here? So sometimes we forget why we are so blessed to live in Rukmani Dwarka Desh Dham. We really forget the importance of this important holy dham. Srila Prabhupada spent a lot of time in 1973 to give elaborate explanations on this. So based on that, I am just going to basically repeat what Srila Prabhupada stated in this purport and in the purport where he gave very elaborate explanation on this verse. And as the prayer goes, please accept my humble obeisances at the dust of your lotus feet. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, the deliverer of the fallen souls. By his mercy, a dumb man like myself turns into an eloquent speaker, and he also enables the lame to cross over mountains. Without his shelter, the whole world is wandering in the ocean of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, as we know, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, but we are right now reading the prayers offered by Queen Kunti, who is literally regarded as one of the most intelligent women. So, her prayers start from verse 18 and they go up to verse 42. So it's the 26 verses that she offers eloquent prayers to the Lord. As we know, one of the most important instructions given to us by Queen Kunti is Vipada Santu Tha Saswat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darsanam Yat Syad Apunar Bhava Darsanam. That I wish that all those calamities will happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated what? Births and deaths. So, this is very important. This is a reciprocation. You know, it's a reciprocation of a pure devotee with the Lord. We should not constrain this. Srila Prabhupada mentions in his previous purports that these were prayers by Queen Kunti because she was in distress. The position of Queen Kunti and the Pandavas is much, much higher for us to try to comprehend at that level. These are exchanges that we should actually relish and get instructions for our own upliftment. Srila Prabhupada mentions
that Kunti was gifted by beauty and character. She was not only gifted by beauty and character, but she was rejoiced in Dharma and was great in her vows. So this was some of the qualities of Queen Kunti. And if you see the way she addresses the Lord, she calls Lord Krishna what? Hrishikesha, master of the senses and Lord of Lords. Because we know we have many gods. We have Lord Shiva, we have Lord Vishnu, we have Lord Brahma and the demigods. But the Lord of Lords means that this is the topmost supreme personality of Godhead. And there is no one beyond him. So this is very important. Then we have to understand the relationship of Kunti, Queen Kunti, and the special favor she is getting. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that she has been compared to Devaki Mataji, the mother of Lord Krishna. Now we all know to become the parents of Lord Krishna is in itself requires a lot of piety on the parts of the parents. Yet Queen Kunti is being held higher than even Devaki. In fact, we know that even when Arjun was being addressed on the battlefield, he was not being addressed as Arjun. He was being addressed at times by the Lord as, O son of Kunti. Now we know that a man is made glorious by his actions and deeds. Correct or wrong? So Arjun himself was a very well-known personality. But to glorify him even more, the name of Queen Kunti is mentioned. His parentage has been mentioned. So more emphasis is given not just to his qualities, but the qualities of who? Queen Kunti. That he is the son of Queen Kunti. Like today, if we see social media, Sasha Obama is now becoming some kind of celebrity. But she is becoming a celebrity not just on her own, but because she bears the name of President Obama. So there is an emphasis on Queen Kunti again. Very important for us to understand the exalted position of Queen Kunti. So, in our own words of glorification, this is being impelled by a divine love steeped in wisdom. Kunti's words are the simple and illuminating outpourings of the soul of a great saintly woman devotee. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. So, you know, sometimes we say, why is it that women are regarded as less intelligent? But here you can see in context how Srila Prabhupada is glorifying. The ladies through Queen Kunti. Now, we know there are four kinds of people who come to Krishna consciousness. The ones who are inquisitive, the ones who are looking for knowledge, seeking knowledge, the ones who are looking for wealth, and the ones who are in distress. So we know that the Pandavas were put in all kinds of distress. Can we call that mercy of Lord Krishna, or can we call that was bad karma? According to the purports and according to what we are reading, this was the mercy of the Lord. Because it is very clearly said by Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he puts his pure devotees in such dangers because in that condition of helplessness, the devotee becomes more attached to the Lord. The more the attachment is there for the Lord, the more success is there for the devotee. As we know how the scene at which these offerings are being done by Kunti, Queen Kunti, is Lord Krishna was just about to leave for Dwarka. So everything had been settled. Yudhishthira Maharaj was already the king, or the emperor actually, the emperor of the entire world. So on a material platform, once you're the emperor of the world, there's nothing else to gain. We are all hankering to gain something, but he was already the emperor. However, Queen Kunti is offering these prayers because they are going to see the separation from whom? from Hrishikesh, from Lord Krishna. And that separation they could not bear. Even Arjun could not bear that separation. So that is why Queen Kunti first offers one of the prayers is Viputa Santuta Saswat, that please let these calamities keep on coming. So Srila Prabhupada comments in the purport that Lord Krishna puts his pure devotee in such dangers because in that condition of helplessness, the devotee becomes more attached to the Lord, like I had read before. The more the attachment is there for the Lord, the more success is there for the devotee. So, as I mentioned earlier, this is a reciprocation of exchange between a pure devotee and the Lord. Because we know, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. Mare Krishna Rake Ke. The one who is protected by Lord Krishna. Rake Krishna. It doesn't say Rake so and so. It doesn't say Rake Brahma. It doesn't say Rake Shiva. It says Rake Krishna. So it's very specific. Rake who? Who is the person who can take care of this? And we know it's who? It is Krishna. We also know that in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells to Arjun, Kaunteya pratijani me bhakta pranasyati. O son of Kunti, declare boldly that my devotee never perishes. That assurance is only given by Lord Krishna, as we know. That is why we are very blessed to be in the service of Rukmani Dwarkadesh. We are very, very fortunate and blessed to be in the service of Rukmani Dwarkadesh. So, another important consideration is Devaki's position. Srila Prabhupada comments in the elaborate purport in 1973, which is in the teachings of Queen Kunti on this shloka, that God is Asa Mordava, which means that one cannot be equal to or greater than him. And that's why he's addressed as the Lord of Lords. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says that the person who claims to be God or equal to Krishna is a dog and not God. Because there's only one God and that is Krishna. Period. And then Srila Prabhupada continues to say, Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasaba Britya. That is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The only master is Krishna, God. And everyone else is his servant. And that's where now Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. In the Bhagavad Gita we hear this. That engage our senses in who? In the master of senses who is Hrishika. And this is called what? What is this called? The engaging of services. For the master of services. What is that called? That is called bhakti. The process of bhakti. So bhakti means, does it mean lording over material nature, serving our own senses? Or does it mean serving the senses of the Supreme Personality of God? That is bhakti. So, very important this word, Hrishikesha. The master of the senses. Are we the master of our senses? We are the servants of our senses. Can anyone claim here that he is the master of his senses? Except Maharaj. I'm sorry. But apart from, is there anyone who can claim, including myself, that we are the master of our senses? So we are the servants of our senses. How can we be Hrishikesh? So we have to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead position. Srila Prabhupada comments that a person who has some intelligence considers the body as a gift for the Lord, from the Lord, and uses that gift in the service of the Lord. This is called perfection of life. So an intelligent person considers this. Even in the Bible, Jesus says that the body is the temple of God. He very clearly mentions that. What does that mean? Because this is a gift from who? From Krishna. So intelligence tells us that we should actually use this body to serve who? The master of the senses. The master of this body. To serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is very important. There is also a shloka that Srila Prabhupada quotes. Ya yasya harirdasya karma namanasa gira Nikilasu api avastasu jivan muktasa uchate. A person who acts in the service of Krishna with his body, mind, intelligence and words is a liberated person even within the material world. So that tells us the exalted position of who? Of Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Nowadays there are so many famous Jagadgurus. I went to Sovas Prabhu, someone was also being addressed as Jagadguru. But the person was not even chanting the name of the Lord. Where do you become a Jagadguru? No one is above Lord Chaitanya. Who can be above Lord Chaitanya? Who is Krishna himself? And yet, people claim themselves to be Jagadgurus. You know, because we are so ignorant, we do not know the qualities of a guru. We do not know the bona fide guru. That we are even accepting people who do not chant to become gurus. And they are called Jagat gurus. So, Srila Prabhupada says, why is this called intelligent? Because Srila Prabhupada has mentioned earlier that intelligence is the one that uses his body in the service of the Lord. Why is this called intelligent? Because realization that the master of the senses is sitting within one's heart. As the Lord says, Sarvasya Cham Hirdi Sanavistu. I'm sitting in everyone's heart. Because the person has realized, we have realized that the master of senses is sitting within our heart as what? Paramatma. And as Chaita Guru. So, Matta Smritim Jnanam Apo Aham Cha. And from me come what? Remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. So the Lord says in the Gita also, that Matta Smriti Jnanam Apoham Anam Cha. That from me come everything. So what are we taking credit of? But, because we want to be independent, we want to serve ourselves, we want to serve our senses. Not serve our senses, but be slaves of our senses. Krishna is so merciful that if you want to use our senses in a certain way, He will give us the chance to do so. So this material world is a place, as we know, Dukalya Mashashvatam, in the Bhagavatam. It's not a place for gentlemen, like Srila Prabhupada said. But we want to be in this place. That's why we are here. The Lord has given us that facility. However, is this what the Lord wants us to do? No. Why? That's why Srila Prabhupada says that is called intelligence. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Jiva Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. Why? Because the senses are not ours. They are Krishna's. But Krishna gives us the opportunity to use them according to our desires. So this is intelligence. Intelligence doesn't mean going and studying in university and getting big, big PhDs and learning how to become better at serving your senses. If you look today, most of our education, why do we go and acquire education? Universities. Why do we become educated in different fields? It's because we want better jobs. We want better stability. We want more money. It's all money, 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 money. Money is honey. But they do not know that honey too much is diabetic. You know? So here is the problem. That we want to serve our senses, so because of that desire, the Lord gives us that facility. But it's not that the Lord wants us to do that. So as we know, Bhau nam jnanavan ante, jnanavan mam prapatyate vasudem sarvam iti sa mahatma sudur laba. Sudur laba. So don't act like this. Our senses are meant to serve who? The master of the senses, Irikesha, Lord Shri Krishna. So by misusing our senses, being entrapped in different types of bodies, that is what is happening. This is creating, actually it's creating the entanglement of birth and death, which is commonly called the cycle of life. If you go outside, this is what it is called, the cycle of life, the cycle of birth and death. But what is creating that cycle of birth and death? It is because we want to serve our senses. Immediately we consider, Srila Prabhupada says, to serve the senses of the Supreme Personality of God, and in this case, Shri Rukmani Dwarkadesh, the cycle of birth and death is stopped. And that's why Lord Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Parityagya Mam Ekam Saranam Varaj. Ham Tvam Sarva Pabeyo Mokshami Ma Sucha. Abandon all kinds and just surrender unto me. The question is, are we ready to surrender by words, body and mind? Sometimes we say, oh yeah, I'm going to be by mind. But the body is speaking another language. The body says, no. Mind is one thing, but I am not going to be there. It means body, words and mind. So Srila Prabhupada comments that our senses are covered by designations. Now this is very important. Such as, I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Spanish, I'm African American. But when our senses are no longer contaminated by all these designations, Sarvopadi Vimilmuktam, bhakti begins. That is when bhakti begins. That I am not this, I am not this. In fact, we know Prabhupada very clearly says, what are we? We are spirit souls. That is our first designation. Because when we know that we are spirit souls, then a relationship is created with who? With Param Brahman. With the supreme spirit soul. But as long as we think we are these bodies, the connection is done how? Srila Prabhupada continues to mention. Beautiful, Srila Prabhupada mentions. You know, this Srila Prabhupada is Amritavani. There is a pure devotee giving us such good realizations. So Srila Prabhupada says, to think I am Spanish, African, American, why should I worship a Hindu god? It is foolishness. Because one has to purify his senses and first think that I am spirit soul and that Krishna is the supreme soul. And once he understands that, then he understands that he is part and parcel of Krishna. And therefore Kunti Devi says, my dear Krishna, Hrikesh, you are the master of the senses. But as long as Srila Prabhupada says that we continue identifying with designations, this material world is a world of jealousy and envy. And this is now the litmus test. You know, in chemistry we used to be calling it the litmus test. Whether it's going to be acidic, it's going to be alkaline, where's the pH level going to be? Okay, so this is now the dossier from Srila Prabhupada. Very important. If you're envious, Srila Prabhupada says, if in this material world you are envious of who? Of your friends and associates, you are on the material platform. This is the certificate. So Srila Prabhupada says, just like when you eat, no one has to give you a certificate that you're satisfied. Similarly, if you're envious of your associates and friends, including myself, this is for everyone of us, that means we are still on the material platform. So to transgress the material platform and understand bhakti, we need to first understand that we cannot be envious and jealous. Because Srila Prabhupada says this material world is that I'm envious of you and you're envious of me. And that those who are jealous and envious are within this material world. And those that are not are in the spiritual world. And then gives us the dossier how to check that. If one is not jealous, one can serve Krishna very well. Because jealousy and envy begin with being jealous of Krishna. That's why everyone wants to become God. Everyone wants to serve their senses. Because we do not want to serve the senses of who? Hrishikesh. We do not want to serve the senses of the Supreme Lord. We want to be serving our own senses. From time immemorial, we are conditioned. We come and we become devotees and we say, how come I'm still suffering? We are suffering nothing compared to Kunti Devi. Come on, don't even regard yourself as suffering. What suffering are we getting compared to Kunti Devi? Devaki, the mother of Lord Krishna, was imprisoned. Is that not suffering? She was not only imprisoned, she was shackled. Could not even move within a prison. I was meant to understand that in the LA jails, at least you have a place to move. For the mother of Krishna, she could not even move. The father could not move. So what suffering do we have? It is called the suffering of your brain, of your mind, Srila Prabhupada says. It is the concoctions of your mind that are playing with you. So, I see Srila Vasprabhu is looking at the clock, so I'm about to finish. So, So why should Krishna enjoy, and then Srila Prabhupada comments that this is the biggest jealousy and enviousness that we have with Lord Krishna. That we are jealous. Oh, Lord Krishna is enjoying with the gopis. I will make a society of gopis and also enjoy. This is Maya. This is what it is. This is what the material world is. It is all based on sex. We know it's all based on that principle. Why? Oh, if Krishna can enjoy, I can also enjoy. So I'll create my own nightclubs, I'll create my own parties and all that. All you're doing is that you're getting more and more entangled in the cycle of birth and death. So bhakti is a relationship between the master and servant, Srila Prabhupada says. Very important. What is bhakti? Is a relationship between master and master? What is it? Master and servant. Okay, it can never be master-master. It can only be master and servant. So, the servant's duty is to serve the master. And the master supplies whatever the servant needs. And that's also in the material world. If you're working for someone, that person provides you the tools of the trade. In fact, management classes on business administration, we are told that if you're a very good manager, one of the qualities of a good manager is to provide the tools of the trade. And who better is supplying it than Krishna? So Lord Krishna can supply all the necessities for one's life. If one becomes a devotee, one will be amply supplied with food. And if one does not become a devotee, one will be covered with snow. What happened, Srila Prabhupada was in Switzerland when he mentioned this. So in Switzerland, there was only snow. Everything was imported. So Srila Prabhupada gives this very wonderful comment. He says that if you're a devotee, Krishna sees, he supplies everything. If you're outside, you're just covered by snow. So this is so beautiful. This whole society created by Srila Prabhupada for us to serve Lord Krishna is so wonderful. Everyone is thinking, how shall I be happy? How will my children, society, nation, my parents, everyone is thinking how everyone else will be happy. How will I be happy? Except who? They're not thinking how Krishna will be happy. Except for devotees. Devotees are so concerned. I saw when they were moving to the temporary pujari room, how much care Karuna Dharini Mataji, Kripa Mai Mataji, Sri Rag Prabhu were concerned. Why? Because we are caring of who? The Supreme Personality of God. That is the exalted position of a devotee. So just consider the exalted position of Queen Kunti. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any comments? Any criticisms? Srila Prabhupada ki? Yeah.
No.
They also recommend a lot of things that I don't accept.
I was just reading about
general.